Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 185 on September 25th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Smile Direct Club, Pfizer, and Robinhood Markets, and we discuss three new trades on Marin Software, SoFi Technologies, and MGM Resorts. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. markets managed to finish the week unchanged after the news with Evergrande and its possible effect on the international capital markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 213 points, closing the week at 34,798 points. The S&P 500 index grew 22.49 points, ending the week at 4,455 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is the importance of trading in names with good volume. So there are thousands of companies that have listed options being traded. And I typically find my best trades in companies with a high amount of stock volume and option trading volume. The difference between a good trade and a bad one is often just the pricing that it takes to enter or exit the trade. So I get the best prices when there's a good amount of volume, a lot of liquidity in the options market that's being traded. So recently I was part of a little game, and there were eight of us in a room. We're all traders, and we were all participating in a 45-minute long trading challenge using a little known cryptocurrency token with very low transaction cost, just to see what could be done in an hour, right? And there isn't much that you can do in such a short time frame. However, one of the people in the room found this little website that would allow him to buy or sell an option using the token. So he bought an option. And when the time came to calculate the winnings, this particular trader couldn't liquidate the position. In fact, I'm sure if I called him today, he probably still hasn't been able to liquidate that position. There just wasn't enough liquidity to give him a decent price to execute the trade. So if no one's there to take the other side, you're about to lose your money. Now, the good thing about the regulated exchanges that we use, like the CBOE, or you might trade options that are going through the CME or one of the other larger exchanges like the ICE. But the good thing about the regulated exchanges is that there's always someone there to take the other side of the options I trade. Nonetheless, if there's low volume, then the pricing tends to be disadvantageous to me. So if the volume is high, the high number of buyers and sellers in the market will help to keep the price spread somewhat small for each strike. With more people in the market, price discovery is far more efficient. There's just more competition. If fewer people are in the market and thus fewer options are being traded, expect a wider bid-ask spread that's going to make trading more expensive as a market taker and not a market maker. So for now, especially for those of you just learning options, I would stick to options that have a good amount of liquidity. They are definitely your best bet for finding trades that will lead to a profit. So let's get into the trade review from last week's trades. And we're going to start off with the covered call that we looked at on Smile Direct Club. Symbol S is in Sierra, D is in Delta, C is in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.70 per share. We looked at buying stock and selling that October 7 call at $1.12, hoping for a maximum return of 21.19% in 4 weeks. While shares of Smile Direct Club fell $1.02 this week, ending at $5.68 per share. The call option we sold lost 80 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 22 cents on the week. So our first plan is to roll the strike lower, especially if you expect the stock to stay lower. So you can buy back that October 7 call and sell the October 6 call for a net gain of 17 cents. Now this would still leave you with a loss of 5 cents, and this will certainly be made up with, if the stock does rally back up to $6 a share. So you'll still leave the trade with a profit. You just won't see that initial 21% return we were hoping for, but you can still end up making money on this trade at the exit. And of course, we've got about 3 weeks left until the October expiration. So I'm going to see what I can do between now and then over the next 3 weeks to turn this one into a profitable trade. The next trade that we looked at last week was a credit spread. We looked at Pfizer, symbol P as in Papa, F as in Foxtrot, E as in Echo. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $43.89 per share. We looked at selling the October 44-45 call spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Well, Pfizer stock rose 5 cents this week, closing the week at $43.94 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread that we sold is still out-of-the-money, although it's certainly gotten closer to being in the money. It's only a few cents away from 6 cents away. So this spread can be bought for 25 cents right now, which would allow you to lock in a gain of 13 cents. And in fact, the spread lost its value due to extrinsic reasons, right? So even though stock went up, the spread lost money due to essentially the passing of time and volatility. So I would actually lean towards closing the trade to lock in that gain. Even though it's a small gain, I would lock it in rather than holding on to it. The counter argument, of course, is that we're still 44 cents away from the break-even point. So holding on to this trade is not bad. I just don't like the fact that the stock price has increased a bit after this so much news this week in the market. You can always wait another day or so, and I probably will. I'm a bigger fan of waiting, so I might wait a day or two before deciding to exit the trade, or rather, I'm gonna hold on to it. Patience often does pay off in the market, so either way, this trade has worked for the week. I'm only questioning the path forward, right? The path that the profits are going to take in the stock. So I'll see what happens Monday and decide if I'm going to make an adjustment or not. And the adjustment that I would make is just exiting the trade, taking the money. Never a bad thing to take the profit off the table. If it's still in the market, it's not really profit yet. Our final trade last week was a debit spread. We looked at Robinhood Markets, symbol H as in hotel, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $42.38 per share. I looked at buying the October 41-42 call spread for 60 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 40 cents, which would be a 66.67% return. Well, Robinhood shares picked up $2.53 per share this week, closing at $44.91. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money. So this trade is working. There really isn't a need for any adjustments, but I'm feeling like having some fun with you guys today. So if you're okay with that, let's go ahead and discuss another strategy. So we often talk about rolling the strike forward when it comes to the covered call strategy. What if I told you that we can use that same strategy to grow our profits even more at this point? So what would happen if we bought in the October 42 call that we are short and actually sold the October 44 call instead? We could execute that trade for $1.40. That means we're paying $1.40 to add another $2 of intrinsic value to the trade. Is anyone up for that? That basically gives us another 60 cents of profit, right? Because if we move it from 42 to 44, and stock is actually closer to $45 right now, we're capturing another $2 or adding $2 to the spread and only paying $1.40 to do it. That's 60 cents for free. Even though we were looking at our first game was only going to be 40 cents, right? So this would now mean that we paid $2 for a $3 spread. In real terms, we would have $1 of intrinsic value in the spread rather than the initial 40 cents that we talked about. Now, the maximum return would actually fall by 50% on capital, the return on capital, because this one would actually be a 50% return on capital, right? Because you paid $2 to make $3 a spread. And our initial one, our initial 40 cents that we were making on 60 cents was a 66.67% return on capital. So you can decide if you're more interested in locking in more money or maximizing the return percentage. There are some situations where the percentage return is more important than the actual, like the nominal return. Thankfully, I'm not reporting return percentages to any clients. I'm happy to simply take in more money. If this, and in this scenario, you're taking in $1 of profit rather than $40 of profit, right? And I'm sorry, one, that's actually $100. If I switched one to the multiple and didn't switch the other. So that's taking in $1 of profit rather than 40 cents of profit on this trade. So if any of this didn't make sense to you, the beauty of the podcast is that you can always just hit rewind and listen to it again, or you're definitely free to connect with me over email. You just have more options. Since you've made a nice gain in this, this would actually be a way of extending it even more by taking in another 60 cents, assuming stock stays up at this price level for the next 3 weeks or better. And this is essentially why I love option trading, because there are always ways to manipulate your strikes and your position to try to capture more profit. You just have to be willing to take a moment and look at the market and use the information that's in your head to make a profit. And I've got so much in there at this point. My head feels like it's going to explode sometimes, but I do have, like, I have fun geeking out over options. I don't know if you guys realize that. With 185 shows just on option trading, I'm sure you guys know I'm a bit of an option nerd at this point. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this week. All right, so we're looking at a covered call on Marin Software, symbol M as in Mike, R as in Romeo, I as in India, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $10.21 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the October 12.5 call at $1.05, hoping for a maximum return of 32.71% in 3 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying Marin stock for $10.21 and selling the October 12.5 call at $1.05. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $9.16 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,021, and you would collect $105 for selling the option. Our second trade for this upcoming week is a credit spread. Looking at SoFi Technologies, symbol S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar, F as in Foxtrot, I as in India. The stock ended the week at $17.64 per share. I'm looking at selling the October 17.5/17 put spread at 21 cents, which could give me a maximum possible loss of 29 cents over the next 3 weeks. So you enter this trade by selling the October 17.5 put at 93 cents and concurrently buying the October 17 put for 72 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $17.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $17.29, and in real terms, you would collect $21 per spread that you sell and have $29 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. Looking at MGM Resorts, symbol M as in Mike, G as in Golf, M as in Mike. The stock ended the week at $44.62 per share. I'm looking at buying the October 43-44 call spread for 65 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 35 cents, or that's a 53.85% return in 3 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the October 43 call for $2.68 and concurrently selling the October 44 call at $2.03. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $44 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $43.65 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $35 per spread. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you guys for following me and listening to the show. It's been a blast. I'm actually at a conference right now that I attended 3 years ago, and I literally started this show in preparation for that conference 3 years ago. So in some regards, we've already had our three-year birthday, but this is one of those events. The event normally is in March, but it was actually held in September this year. So this is actually, in a sense, a bit of an anniversary for me, as I remember those days of wondering whether or not I was going to have listeners. I remember getting started and only having 2 listeners or 3 or 10, and then getting the boom to where we are now. So thank you for all of you who subscribe. Thank you for those of you as well who have shared my podcast with other people. And thank you for the emails that I get. I've been on the road the last 3 weeks. I had a wedding in Beaver Creek, Colorado, 2 weekends ago. Last weekend, I recorded the show from Palm Springs, California, where I was having some business meetings with a crypto startup. I think I've mentioned that I trade for a crypto hedge fund as well. And then this week, I'm actually in Orlando, Florida, but I finally get to return to Texas tomorrow. I'm super excited, and I've had a lot of fun. I've actually met another huge podcaster. I don't know if you guys are familiar with John Lee Dumas and his show Entrepreneurs on Fire, but I got to meet him yesterday as well, take a picture. I looked at the picture and said, ooh, I need to lose weight. But anyway, this is not a fitness podcast. This is an option trading podcast, and you guys are awesome for listening. So thank you so much for being with me on this journey. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.